Accused Arizona Tesla terrorist will remain in custody until July trial. By Lucas Nolan on May 5, 2025. A federal judge has ruled that Ian Moses, the man accused of firebombing a Tesla Cybertruck and causing explosions at a Tesla service center in Mesa, Arizona, will be held in custody until his trial scheduled for July. 12 News reports that Ian Moses, the 35-year-old Mesa man facing five federal charges related to arson based on a domestic terrorism attack on a Tesla facility, will remain in custody until his trial, a federal judge ruled on Thursday. The decision came during a detention hearing where prosecutors and the defense presented contrasting arguments about Moses' risk to the community. The incident occurred last Monday at a Tesla service center near Southern Avenue and Sossaman Road in East Mesa. Federal prosecutors allege that Moses intentionally set a Tesla Cybertruck on fire using fire starter logs, causing a blaze that damaged the vehicle and the side of the building just before 1:30 a.m. Surveillance footage reportedly shows a man pouring gasoline on multiple Tesla vehicles, and the word thief, sick, was spray-painted in black graffiti on the side of the building. Mesa police officers apprehended Moses within an hour of the explosions as he was entering a white van. He was wearing clothing consistent with the individual captured in the service center's surveillance footage. Prosecutors say Moses was also found with a handwritten map of the area, with a letter T indicating the location of the service center. The court ruled that Moses is not a flight risk, citing his full-time job as a software developer at Cognizant, lifelong residency in Arizona, and support from family members. However, the judge determined that the alleged danger he posed during the explosions was too severe to permit pretrial release. Moses' defense attorney emphasized his client's lack of prior criminal history, recent autism diagnosis, and ongoing therapy in arguing for his release. Several family members attended the hearing but declined to comment. Despite the defense's position, the judge noted the strength of the evidence and the severity of the potential sentence Moses could face if convicted. A former ATF special agent described arson as a crime of violence, potentially carrying a prison sentence of over 20 years. The judge's treatment of the alleged Tesla terrorist stands in stark contrast to officials in Minnesota. Breitbart News previously reported that a state employee who admitted to vandalized multiple Tesla EVs will not face charges after he was put into a diversion program. The Minnesota Star Tribune reports that Dylan Brian Adams, a 33-year-old Minneapolis resident and Minnesota Department of Human Services employee, will not face criminal charges for vandalizing six Tesla vehicles in downtown Minneapolis over the course of a few days in March. The damages to the vehicles ranged from $1,600 to $10,370, totaling more than $21,000. Instead of pressing charges, the Hennepin County Attorney's Office has opted to file for Adams to be entered into an adult diversion program designed for first-time, low-level offenders. The office stated that their main priorities are to secure restitution for the victims and hold Adams accountable, believing that the diversion program will best facilitate these goals. Read more at 12 News here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.